Show is back, and I'm here with John Clark, a musician and telecom professor, and we're talking about Neil Young. And John, we skipped over in the 80s this note for you, which he did with a band called the Blue Notes. He went out with a band he called the Blue Notes at the time, and that was just a year after he did an album with Crazy Horse. And this note's for you, of course, is a slam at Budweiser and the commercialization of music, because Miller and Bud were all signing up these bands for tours and getting their names on the marquees and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so he has a really an eclectic approach and style, and very prolific. He does a lot of songs.
Well, I'm fortunate in remembering the video for this Notes for You, because it was banned from MTV.
I do remember that it was banned. I don't know I remember the actual...
It was banned because in the video, you have a Michael Jackson lookalike. His hair catches fire, and it's doused by a Whitney Houston lookalike who throws Pepsi on his hair. And that was a little bit too much. Can you imagine that? So MTV won't ban any booty-shaking rap tunes.
That's right.
You know, and they won't ban Christina Aguilera writhing around with no clothes on. But they banned Neil Young's video for lampooning the commercialism of stars who have these corporate affiliations.
I do remember that they did that. And you're right, it is crazy.
But you mentioned the Crazy Horse album. Right before that was Reactor. Man, talk about a rock and roller. That was a great album. And the one before that, and this is one that dismayed his record company, they're looking for they were disgusted with trans. And they were looking for another rock album from Neil, and so he comes up with a rockabilly album and just sounds like, Carl Perkins and all that kind of stuff on... I'm trying to remember the name of that album. Everybody's Rockin', that's what it was called.
Which one? Reactor?
The rockabilly album, Everybody's Rockin'. And so he just returns to late 50s rockabilly.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Just to stick it in the face of the record company.
Well, and that's, again, just another example of how he moves from one genre to another and doesn't worry about it, whereas his, he doesn't care if his fans get bent out of shape. And like a Bruce Springsteen or Dylan, he'll do a tour every so often and just go out solo acoustic. And it doesn't matter what the last album was. It might have been an electric album. He just decides to do an acoustic tour. And then he comes back and he'll tour with Crazy Horse or with Stephen Stills and go very electric. An amazing...
Yeah, and he's had some great bands, too, that he puts together. When he's not playing with Crazy Horse, he'll have Jim Keltner in his band, and he'll have Miami Steve Van Zandt in his band, and, these guys are, really know how to rock out.
Oh, as you mentioned Steve Van Zandt, that reminds me that Niels Lofgren was in Neil Young's original band before Neil Young was in Buffalo Springfield. At age 17, Niels Lofgren was playing with Neil Young.
Wow.
Of course, for those of you who don't recognize the name, Niels Lofgren, of course, is most famous as a guitarist with Bruce Springsteen's E Street
Band. That's right. That's exactly right. Yeah.
I can't imagine he's done anything more famous.
We're talking about major play. Oh, he's played with everybody.
Yeah, that's right. But, I think his real claim to fame would have to be Bruce.
Sure. Sure.
Anyway, so we're kind of coming up to... there's any number of albums we could talk about, but Neil Young's last—well, I shouldn't say this because he did put out an album this year that I'm not that familiar with, the Prairie Wind album. Mm-hmm. But he hasn't toured with it, I don't believe.
They got good reviews, though.
Yeah, yeah. He toured in 2003 with Greendale, and this again was with Crazy Horse. And I saw the Greendale tour, as I've seen a number of his. Tours, and I was very close for this, and I was very impressed with how he brought Greendale to the stage. Now, Greendale is actually, people have referred to it as a rock opera. I don't know that I want to quite call it that, but there are any number of characters on stage, and it's a southern kind of a family that's coming to grips with, A, having their house what I want to say, repossessed, but also somebody having to go to war. And so it's at some level an anti-war piece, but it's this, I would say, southern but certainly rural family dealing with turn and changes of society that are being forced on them at some level. And like I say, you got to the end of the concert and the finale, and it was great music throughout. The band's in the front, and there's props, there's buildings and props all the way around behind them, and characters that sing. Grandpa is there sitting in his rocking chair, and then he sings a song. So I guess it is a rock opera.
It is an opera. It's definitely an opera.
At that level. But it was just so different from anything I'd ever seen Neil Young do, for one thing. But also, as I told you before, I was sitting there as they get to the finale, and it was clearly anti-war and frankly, anti-Bush, because it was 2003. But there was one of the characters running around on stage with an American flag and running back and forth. And the guy sitting next to me, we were in the second row at the Meriwether Post Amphitheater, a summer tour venue, and he was shaking his head, and he said something to me, or loud enough that I didn't know him. We'd been talking before the concert. He was clearly unhappy with it, and he was like, "This isn't right," or "This is un-American," or whatever he said. And I said, "They're waving an American flag. How can this be un-American?"
Well, you're being semi-facetious there.
Well, I was, but you know, it's there. As we said before, protest is good for the country at some level.
And right or wrong, it's America, you know, with all its warts and all its advantages.
Well, and I guess the other thing I would say is that in general, if you think about rock, one of the things that's interesting is that rock tends to be left of center, right? If you were to take all the rock musicians out there, in general, they're more liberals than there are conservatives.
Right? Sure, that's true.
Now, what's interesting is you contrast that with country, and I would say, in general, we think of, and I don't know that it's literally true, but we think of country musicians as more conservative than liberal.
I think that's probably pretty literally true.
Yeah. Well, you don't know personally how they feel, but there are certainly plenty of country folks that are...
Well, if that's not personally how they feel, then you just have to mark them down as a bunch of hypocrites for marketing what they believe will sell to the people they want to sell records to.
Well, not every country artist is out there singing political songs. You know,
true, that's true. But there's plenty of it going on, though.
In the same way that there are plenty of rock artists that they aren't political, but when you actually talk to them, you know, it's pretty clear where they stand. What's interesting, though, for me about Neil Young is, as I said before, Neil Young, along with Kris Kristofferson and Willie Nelson, pioneered Farm Aid back in, was it 85 was the first Farm Aid or something like that?
I guess that was right.
They did a concert every year, and I mean, they did a concert just 2 or 3 years ago. And I don't know if they're still doing one every summer, but they've raised quite a bit of money to help family farms stay in business. Now, that's, to me, is neither liberal or conservative, but that's kind of, you know, basic bedrock values that he's espousing. So it's, many people would say, well, gee, that doesn't seem liberal, that seems conservative. But it really, I would say his concern for the working man, if you will, transcends politics, much the way I would argue Bruce Springsteen's concern for people and for blue-collar life is not about politics. It's about trying to make a connection with people.
Well, it just goes to show you that folks who are left of center can still be completely family-oriented.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, we're going to wrap up here, John, about Neil Young, that we could go on forever. But any last thoughts about Neil Young?
Well, we haven't touched on one of the major controversies of Neil Young's career, or at least in the eyes of many Southerners and many supporters of Neil Young, and that's the whole thing with Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Well, you are so right. So let's take a short break, and when we come back, we'll wrap up with a conversation about Neil Young, and as CBS newsman Walter Cronkite said the day that their plane crashed, Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Right.